Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, this subject comes up all through the book of James. If you're interested in learning more about judging, just read the book of James, chapters 1 through 5. I mean, it's in virtually every chapter. He talks a lot about it. And here he gives a specific example of judging. Other translations say it like this. The Young's Literal says, "You didn't judge fully in yourselves, and you did become ill-reasoning judges." Your reasoning is wrong and off. The Amplified says, verse 4, "Are you not discriminating among your own and becoming critics and judges with wrong motives?" You're doing a wrong thing for the wrong reason. Your motive is wrong. Why would you do that? Well, let's just stop right here. Why would you do that? Somebody comes in. We think they got money. And so we put them in the best place. And we treat them special. Somebody else comes in. Maybe they've been coming to the church and been faithful. But we move them back and put them out. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because you think you might get some money. They might do something for you. Because they got it. These other guys don't have any, so no need treating them special. You've become a judge. Your reasoning is wrong. Thinking is wrong. And your motive is wrong. Your motive is wrong. I had a fellow friend of mine that was telling me he's got a large church. And he had some celebrities in his church. And somebody was asking him, and he just smiled and didn't say much about it. And when we went off by ourselves doing something else, he said, "I tell you what, that handful of celebrities has caused me more trouble than 200 of any of the other people in the church." He said, "It's not worth it." But that's beside the point too. Who said these people were more important than these people? That's the issue. And most people would agree and say, "Yeah, I wish these folks would." Quit talking about these folks. Have you ever done that? Bring it right by here, right by here. Have you ever looked at somebody or some group of people, don't raise your hand, and in your mind, categorize them as more or less important? Now, on the other hand, you can go the other way with this. You can go, "Yeah, I don't have any use for those rich people." And you can slight them and treat them like they're less important because they have something. That's wrong too. Isn't it? That's wrong too. Because I don't care if they're a billionaire. They need Jesus just as much as anybody else. Is that right? There is no difference. And it's pretty soon, their billions ain't going to mean a thing. They ain't going to take it with them. You know? But you shouldn't do things with the motive of, "I might get something from them." Now, everybody knows preachers shouldn't do that. But what about you? That's right. Right? I mean, it's not a different set of rules for preachers than for everybody else. It's, truth is truth. That includes your customers, your friends. Is that right? Yeah. Your acquaintances. You want to do what the Lord deals with you to do, no matter what they have or don't have, or do or don't do. And most everybody would agree with that. But do you know how often that does not happen in this world we live in? People are making exceptions. And they are making decisions about this and that. He said, our Amplified says, are you not discriminating among your own and become critics and judges with wrong motives? The New Century Version says, what are you doing? You're making some people more important than others. And with evil thoughts, you're deciding that one person is better. That's judging. Easy to Read says, doesn't this show that you think some people are more important than others? You set yourselves up as judges, judges who make bad decisions. Jesus was accused, and the leaders of the Jews found fault with him, and they gave him a name, Friend of Sinners. You remember that? They said he eats with sinners. He hangs out with sinners. One fellow told him, don't you know who this woman is that's touching you? If you were a prophet, you had any discernment about you, you'd know what? You'd know what a lousy, low-life human being she is what he's trying to say. And Jesus looked at him and said, you know, when I came in here, you didn't ask me if I need to wash my hands. You didn't ask, give me any water to wash my feet. And this woman has washed my feet with her tears, dried them with her hair. See, did this man that thinks he's so superior to this woman who maybe has been on the street, has he got a plank in his eye? But he considers himself superior to her. And why? Well, I haven't done all that base stuff that they've done. And here, watch out for this phrase. And I would never. I would never. Let me give you a flash. You already have. No, I have not. Well, the Bible says you have. I would never do that. But we need to keep reading. Jesus, what does it mean he fellowshiped with sinners? What does that mean? It does not mean he participated with them in their sin. Because in him, the Bible said, was no sin. Right? He never sinned. So whatever vices or junk, they're sinners. That's what do sinners do. Sin. Sin is things that are wrong. So these people just came from doing something wrong or did something wrong last night or last week. Wrong things. Bad things. And here they are sitting at the table with Jesus. And he's passing them a biscuit. If they say, come on, Jesus, me and you buds now, let's go rob a bank this afternoon. Is he going to do it? No. Is he going to get involved with some of their sexual vices? Or is he going to lie? Is he going? No, he's not going to do that. And yet, he could sit with them at the table, talk with them, and not make them feel like a heel. Amen. Not make them feel like they were nothing. And he is the most pure. He is the holiest. Is that right? He is spotless. Lamb of God. And yet, he could be around you and you be the biggest mess up and be in the dregs of nastiness and sin. And he would not make you feel like you're nothing. He would not make you feel like you were unimportant or too far gone. You would enjoy being around him. Hallelujah. And the only way that would happen is if he didn't judge you. I said he didn't judge you. I said that he didn't judge you. He's not sitting there glaring at you. Going, I know what you did. Come in here, the table, acting like it's okay. I know what you did. Friends, if we walk with the Lord and get close to Him, our awareness of all kind of things will increase. But that doesn't, just because we're aware of something in somebody else's life, does not mean we need to say one thing about it. Most of the time, people already know. They are well aware of how they're messing up. And whether they want to admit it or not, they feel bad about it. And they know it's wrong. And it's not going to help them for you to point it out. You got something in your eye. You got something in your life. You got something in your life. And these folks that protest and hold signs and preach that God hates these people and God hates these people and all they preach is judgment. Man, what they don't know is they are setting themselves up for judgment. Aren't they? God don't hate these people. He might hate what they've done. Come on, is everybody listening? Now this is significant. He might hate what they've done, but He still loves them. I said He still loves them, and they're still valuable to Him. So valuable, He paid the highest price that's ever been paid to get them and you. We got to separate those two things. Judging what they did from judging them. It's not the same. This will answer some questions for us later. Keep reading here. He said, verse 5, "Hearken, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which He had promised to them that love Him?" Maybe your money is not where you'd like for it to be today. But I tell you what, I wouldn't trade being born again and knowing God for all the trillions in the world, would you? Would you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.